is this thing really on? Yeah! I'm so excited. This is our very first episode of our podcast, Unwrapped, and I'm Sanjay.
And I'm Janine.
And big shout out to our DJ over there, Pete Chris!
Woo!
Miss Pamela. And if you see Miss Pamela, woo woo. Bodacious Pamela, that's what I used to call her. Anyhow, I'm so excited because I haven't been on the air in 8 years. So I used to be on air on the Big Fat Morning Show on 92Q in Baltimore. And now I feel like a part of me is kind of like complete, something that was missing. And now I'm back on air and we are here for Unwrapped, which is the baby of Total Package.
Hi, guys. So Total Package is our online magazine that operates as the sister entity to Unwrapped. It's where we provide resources, articles, online tutorials, videos, fun commentary for everyday life for women. We broke it up into several categories that spell out MILFs. So the M's are for moguls, I is intimacy, L is lifestyle, F is fitness, and S is for the single.
Me, single ladies, where you at? Okay.
So we feel like every woman can touch on some aspect of one of those areas. And sometimes in life, women feel like they are put into a box and they can only be a mother, or they can only be a career woman, or they can only be single, or they just choose to only be single. But I don't feel that that is accurate. I think that women are multifaceted, and Total Package is here to show that you can be the total package. You can have it all. You can do it all. And we're here to help you if you have questions on how to do it. Our website, which we'll be launching soon, is www.tpthemag.com. And we're really excited to just share everything with you. We're using Unwrapped as our venue to open up and talk about things verbally that you may have read on the website. And it's a place where women can come and just be vulnerable. You can unwrap from your day-to-day life. And
we could just talk shit.
That too. And just have a little fun. Yeah. So hope you guys are excited as we are and get ready for the ride.
So last week we were having a major discussion about the Met Gala and how, you know, one of my favorite people, Lala Anthony, mm-hmm. had a moment, right? I follow her stylist, and her that was like the first picture I saw from the Met Gala was Lala in this beautiful dress, and she was striking, and it was just like, whoa, she's really stepping out. And her stylist said she asked for a moment. She was just like, give me a moment. Because I don't know if everyone knows, but Lala Anthony and Carmela Anthony are going through some turmoil within their marriage. Allegedly, he has gotten another woman pregnant. And they've been together for a very, very long time. And I'm, you know, pretty cool with a lot of people in her camp, a lot of people in Mello's camp. So it was really shocking for me to hear the news. And I'm like, whoa, how are we going to deal with this? Because there's been rumors, right? Like over the years that, oh, she's with Mano, this groupie. And they've kind of overcome all of that. It was the honeycombs, right? The whole honeycomb situation with Kevin Garnett. So they have been through a lot in the public eye. And they've always come out like, we're a strong couple. No one can break us. But now this news has left it kind of crickets, right? There's no conversation about it.
No comment.
Yeah, right? And usually it's like, oh no, we're good. We, you know, us, team us, and all that stuff after any of those other rumors would have surfaced. But this time, it's just been kind of quiet. She did appear on the Met Gala red carpet by herself. That's the first time she's done that in years. So that was kind of like a statement. And now, so who's the woman allegedly that he has gotten pregnant?
A side chick named Mia Angel.
Which is so typical. Mia Angel. Supposedly she's a dancer. That's unconfirmed. And she's supposed to be pregnant. And I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's such a difficult conversation because we look at Lala and Lala's her own brand. Right? She was her brand before Mello, and then she married him. She's a businesswoman. She's a mogul. We look at her as a total package, right? We look at her as someone who has a handsome, successful husband, a beautiful son, a career. She's gorgeous. She has fabulous friends. Her best friends are Ciara, Venus Williams, Kim Kardashian. And we think, wow, this woman has it all. She's beautiful. She has a banging body. And then this happens.
Yeah.
And it becomes a point where people have said, hey, is this something that's expected, right? Because she's married to a ball player. Is this something that she knew was going on and now it's just come out and it's in the public? And is that considered a deal breaker? You're married. What are the deal breakers? Is this something that she should just roll off of her and say, well, this will come to the territory when you're dating a baller?
You know, I really hate that concept of, oh, you know what you signed up for. You know, oh, he's a ball player. Oh, he's a major athlete and always in the news. Of course, he's going to cheat. I feel like that is not an excuse for infidelity. It's unfair. They waited a long time to get married. I'm not sure how long they dated.
I think 7 years.
So dated for 7 years. Obviously, they were trying to get things right, get things in order. Mm-hmm. When you choose to, as a woman anyway, to commit yourself to a man, that's not saying, oh, now I expect to be cheated on, or, oh, because you're in the limelight, it's okay to cheat. I genuinely think that she was in it for the long haul and thought that he was too. And it's unfortunate that this is what it is. I mean, and now she's put in this predicament where it's, do I suck up my pride and we deal with this and break up my family? Or do I stand up for myself as a woman and decide this is too much for me to deal with?
So my girlfriend said to me, we were having this discussion and she was just like, where is she going? Like, she forgive him and keep it moving. I mean, look at Vanessa Bryant. Look at Gabrielle Union with Dwayne Wade. I mean, Dwayne Wade had another child on Gabrielle Union. And she just rolled it off like, boom. We were on a break, allegedly. And now, you know, that's my husband. And they look happy. And it is because people say when you go to Miami, it's a little it's a little strain on the marriage because the groupies are really out there. But, I mean, what are the deal breakers with a situation like that? And I said, my girlfriend was like, where's she going? Who's she going to date? Like, just roll out with it. Like, you signed up for this. You know what it is. And, like, just forgive it and keep it moving. And don't break up your family over something you knew could possibly happen because you dated a baller.
You know, I don't think there's any rules to this. And obviously, it depends on every situation is different. It depends on what you've been through, how strong you are, and how strong your marriage is. We don't know where Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade were in their relationship. They weren't married, for one.
Yes.
So, Lala's married. That makes it a little more difficult. But when you bring in the aspect of a baby, that changes things, or at least for me. You know, like, I think that everyone has their list of non-negotiables. And I know for me, one thing I couldn't deal with is another baby. You know, having a stepchild is one thing. My husband has a daughter, and I've been in her life since she was 6 months. That is a lot easier to accept and to deal with and to, you know, blend that family, because the relationship between my husband and her mother was already severed. It wasn't anything that made me feel uncomfortable or left me wondering, oh, do they still want each other? No. But in this case, you stepped out of your marriage, you cheated on her. Now this baby's here, and now you have to continue to deal with not only the baby, but the mother of the baby. That's difficult. And, you know, there are some people in life that are big enough to handle that. I'm just not one of them.
So a deal breaker in your marriage may not necessarily be cheating, but if a child was conceived mm-hmm. from the cheating.
Well, mm-hmm. It's always hard to say when you're not in that situation currently. So from my standpoint now, I like to think that cheating would be a deal breaker, but you never know. You know, I've been married for 5 years. We have 2 children together. We have our stepdaughter. This is what they know. Would I be willing to throw it all away because you stepped outside? You know, I hope he never listens to this podcast, because I like to say, no way, I'd never deal with it. You don't do it. And that's just all we have. We don't have to worry about it. That is what it is. But you never know. You know, that's a really hard decision to make.
I mean, and the thing is that their life is just completely different because it's in the limelight, right?
Right.
It's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. It's such an embarrassing thing because you wake up every day, you walk out your apartment or your house, and their paparazzi, TMZ is there, mm-hmm. la, or do you forgive, Mello, blah, blah, blah. And there are people yelling at you constantly. And then you have this child, like, well, Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade seem to have embraced whatever, right?
Yeah.
They have this child, because even Ludacris and his wife, like, he has a child that popped up during the course of them dating, and now they're husband and wife. And if you look on her Instagram, you'll see her and the daughters, who are very close in age.
They are very close in age.
Yeah. Very close in age. And they're all one big old happy family. Same thing with Diddy. Diddy had Kim and Sarah pregnant around the same time. So now Chance and the twins are basically a few months apart or something, you know, but everyone has kind of forgiven everything and everyone's one big happy family. And is this something just through a course of your marriage, just another bump in the road? I mean, it's a huge bump. It's like a bump, but bump, bump. But, you know, like,
I mean, again, it just depends on how strong your marriage were and how strong you are. Everybody can't handle it. And I like to think that I'm strong, but I know I couldn't handle it. That part of it, I could not do, you know? And it's deeper than the embarrassment. Who cares about what people think?
Yeah.
It's how I would feel, yeah. You know? Like, would I ever be able to look at you again? Can I look at that baby? Can I honestly take care of this baby that you may now have on weekends and this infant that's going to wake up in the middle of the night and now I have to deal with it? I don't know.
I mean, it's really a hard pill to swallow. And, you know, Lala's producing another show about, was it?
Gold Diggers.
Gold Diggers with Bernice. She's an Instagram video vixen girl. And she is in the middle of another celebrity marriage that's going through divorce, and that's Tiny and T.I., right? Mm. And we look at Tiny. Tiny was a made woman, right? Before, she had her own thing going on before she got with T.I. T.I. was just a little trap star, right? In the streets of Atlanta. And here came, Tiny, she was part of Escape, traveling all over the world, and she gets with T.I. Eventually, T.I. gets on, right? He blows up, and they have all these children together. He has children. She has children from other relationships. Then they have children of their own. Then they create this empire, kind of like a whole Cosby Show thing, after he had his issues with the law and being caught up in the gun charges and going to jail. And now he has supposedly this relationship with Bernice, and she's supposedly the other woman that's kind of was like the final straw for Tiny. And now Tiny wants half, right? What does she want in her divorce?
Well, Tiny wants half of all assets. She wants alimony and child support. I think that's fair. I do.
You're about half, right?
I am. I think, again, situational.
Yep.
But they've been together for something very close to like 20 years, married for about 6. They grew this empire together.
Yep.
Why does she now not deserve half? When he went away to jail, who took care of all those children? She did. She put him on, or so we think. We don't really know, but that's the story, right? Why wouldn't she deserve half?
I mean, it really depends. You know, like, her career was on decline. His career was on incline. And now she's just like, listen, you know, the thing is, like, in what is the reason for the divorce?
Irreconcilable differences.
And they've broken up and gotten back together several times over the course of, you know, their relationship. And it was just like, you know, everyone gave him hell for being with Tiny for a very long time. Like, how you gonna be with her? You got so many bad chicks out here. And then we look at Bernice, who is just like boom, boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, right? And I don't know if it's natural or not, but it looks way more natural than Tiny. right? But he stuck by his chick. He stuck by his girl. He was like, this is my wife. Don't disrespect her. She's held me down. And they rolled out. And now their relationship has played out on Twitter, on Instagram, because he'll start tweeting something to her, she'll start tweeting something to him. Floyd Mayweather was in the mix. Like, I mean, a lot of people have come and gone in their relationship, and you're just sitting there like, okay, what are the deal breakers? What is the stick out point? Like, I mean, because some people believe in marriage till death do us part, and nothing is going to come between. As I told you off air, but my girlfriend and her mom feel like that's your man, and don't let nobody take your man. Don't let him know that, but you don't give your man away. You never leave your man.
That's basically saying that he can do whatever he wants and you're never going to leave.
But they say don't let him realize that, but that's what it is. Like, that's your man, and don't make anyone else take your man.
I don't agree. I think that everyone should have their list of non-negotiables. If it's anything that occurs outside of their of your non-negotiables, then yeah, you work through it. But those core non-negotiables, those hard facts that you feel like you just can't tolerate, are there. But that's where you talk about those things before you get married. You set out your expectations, both of you. So you know, if I do A, B will occur. And that just is what it is. You know, my mom raised me with having three non-negotiables for dating. She told me this in high school. No disrespect, no physical altercations, violence, abuse, and adultery.
So what is disrespect?
Now, that is an even deeper thing, you know? I mean, is it calling you a bitch? Is it calling you out your name? Is it saying F you? Again, that's your level of understanding and commitment to each other. Some couples do cuss at each other in arguments, and then they get over it, and it is what it is. It literally just depends on what you two decide as your boundaries, you know? But I think that there are also some blatant disrespects. Like, don't say F me, you know? But again, that's me. I might be a little more conservative than most.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm super. And you know, that's kind of like, you know, that's something we would probably discuss later on. But I feel like people have told me, and I'm not married, I am single, but they say that marriage is you have to have fluidity. Yes. I'm like fluidity in marriage because things change. So those expectations change over time. Those realities of what you go into it may be different as time goes on.
But that's why communication is so important, because you have to communicate those things. No one is saying that your expectations have to stay the same, but you do need to at least communicate it.
Will Lala be as important if she left Mello?
Yeah, because she's already established her brand.
But a lot of celebrities, I don't know if you ever saw the ex-wives or whatever, and it was like R. Kelly's ex-wife on there. It was Will Smith's ex-wife. And they basically said, once they divorced the baller or whomever, they were immediately taken off the list. But they were not as important because of who they were tied to. They were not invited to the exclusive Chanel or Hermes list. I mean, just those things that after they're being married to this person for so long that they were used to, they just were not.
Why would they be? Why would they be? I mean, you are no longer in that circle, and it sucks, but that I think that comes along with divorce. But taking it back to Lala, she's already established herself. She's already established her brand. She does a lot of things outside of Carmelo. You know, she has shows, she produces shows, she did a reality show, you know, she was a VJ?
Yeah.
I mean, she's Lala Anthony, she's on Power.
Lala Anthony. Not Lala Vasquez, Lala Anthony. And do you think those doors opened up for her more because she's Lala Anthony?
And that's possible, but they're already open at this point. I don't think that they would close. It's different. It's completely different.
I don't know. I mean, as I said, my girlfriend was just like, what's she gonna do? Who's she gonna date? Like that, you're starting all over. Like divorce is such a traumatic thing, especially when you're in the limelight like that.
So no. So what this irks my soul when people say, oh, she's getting a divorce. What's she gonna do? She was a person before she got married. She will be a person after she divorces. I mean, a woman's identity is not defined by her husband. Mm-hmm. It's not. And to me, that is why total package is so important. You don't have to be defined by any one segment of your life. Mm-hmm. That's why when you're married or when you're a mother, it's so important to keep up all of those different areas and those different aspects of who you are. Because if you don't, you will lose yourself. And if that man decides to leave you, or there's a situation where he cheats and you have to walk away, you still have to have a sense of identity and know who you are so that you can go on without him. I think Lala did a very good job with that. She established exactly who she was. So with or without Carmelo, she's fine.
Okay. I mean, I said, I don't think she's going to leave him. I personally don't think she's going to leave him. I think that is something they've been through a lot. They've been through a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, I think maybe a little before they got married, as I said, I was around them and she was having a conversation and she said basically that they weren't in a good space, you know, for marriage during the time period that they were, you know, had Kion.
Sorry, Lala. We'll get it right.
And, you know, they weren't in a good space after they had Kion. And she said that, you know, they had to work on that. And then they decided, then, you know, eventually they decided to get married. And they've only been married for, what, I think maybe 6 years, I believe.
I think maybe seven.
Six or seven years. Yeah, so 6 or 7 years that they've been married, and now this happens. And it's just like, that's another thing. It's like you are having unprotected
sex with a stripper, an unconfirmed stripper. It's gross.
So isn't that disrespectful? Isn't that considered disrespectful?
I would consider it disrespectful. I would.
Because now you're jeopardizing my health and
our lives.
And our lives.
Yeah.
By now you've bringing in another human being into our lives. I don't know. As I said, I think she's going to stick it out. I think that marriage is very important to her. I think keeping her family is very important for her. I think that, you know, this is going to be a big hurdle and a big step to get past. But I think they just posted a picture of Kion and Carmelo playing ball with each other, and she posted it. She was showing her son's skills. So I'm sure they're trying to work through all of this mess and keep it contained within their family. And, you know, you have to commend someone to be that strong to get past that, because it is, you are in the public eye and you are considered a total package of having everything that people desire to have. But now you have to deal with this drama and this mess, and you have to, you know, and I just couldn't imagine it. I couldn't imagine it at all.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yeah.
Me neither.
So I guess the verdict is still out in that. We'll see. You think she's going to stay or leave?
I don't know. I think she's going to leave. I do.
Really?
I do.
Why?
I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it. I'm a vibey person. Okay. And my vibes say she can't handle it. She's done.
Well, yeah. As I said, I think she believes in marriage and keeping her family together and not keeping her son away from his father, and it's her only child, and I think she's gonna try to ride the wave with this and try to work out their issues, and hopefully he straightens up, if this is all alleged. So, you know, no one has said anything, you know, confirmed or denied anything, so we have yet to see what is actually true and what isn't. Well, the verdict is still out of exactly what Lala Anthony will do. I believe she's gonna stay. You believe that she's going to leave because of your vibes. And I mean, I don't know. We have yet to see. But this segment is brought to you by
House of Bombshell Hair Loss Solutions. If you or someone you know are suffering from thinning hair, contact House of Bombshell Hair Loss Solutions. They specialize in hair restoration, customized strengthening, and scalp treatments. Take advantage of their free consultations for the entire month of May. Call 443-600-8395 to schedule your consultation, and cheers to total hair restoration.
That's really cool because, you know, my mom suffered from hair thinning and loss from, you know, from menopause. So when she was going through menopause a few years ago, right, Mom? Yeah. When she was going through menopause, she was freaking out because, you know, that a woman's hair is considered her crown. And she started thinning out because she was wearing, you know, pieces and weaves. And that really, and plus the stress of menopause made her hair break off and cause a lot of damage. So that's really dope that you know, House of Bomb is really doing that for a lot of people.
Yes. So guys and girls, you know, because they both suffer from hair loss. If you have hair loss issues.
Oh, she does men as well?
Yep. She'll do men
as
well.
Oh, that's great.
House of Bombshell Hair Loss Solutions. 443-600-8395.
So now it's time for your Marriage Chronicles. You plus me, it
equal better math. Ah, hi people.
Yeah.
So, one thing that I feel like, and I can't even just say it's myself, through several conversations with other girlfriends, I've noticed that we all have similar concerns. Working late or hanging out with the girlfriends, but leaving the kids home with dad. There have been many of situations where I'm out having a good time. I'm chilling with my girls, mm-hmm. or I have to work late and my husband has the kids. And I come home and the house is a total disaster. So last weekend, I decided, actually it wasn't last weekend, it was last week. I had to work late. I had a few meetings in the office. And so I told my husband, hey, I have to handle a couple of things. Can you feed the kids dinner? Get them, put them in bed, you know, the whole nine yards. When I come home, my seven-year-old is still awake. And it's about 10 o'clock and his bedtime is at 8. I say to him, Carson, why are you up? Oh, daddy told me I could stay up and play with my iPad. You have school tomorrow.
So good, then, good job, Chris. Good job. Uh-huh.
So then he proceeds to tell me how his brother got his head stuck between the railings of the deck.
Yeah,
where was daddy?
Yeah.
First question I asked, where was daddy?
Super dad.
Daddy was typing an email or something he said on his computer and cooking on the grill. And I said, at what point was he watching YouTube? And Carson says, oh, well, I was watching Christian.
Oh, okay. He was an assistant.
He was the assistant. And the baby got his head stuck in the rails.
Oh, man.
Sometimes I think my husband does stuff like this on purpose, so I will trust him less with the kids. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And it's so unfortunate that we have to go through these things.
Yeah. But so you're more of a hands-on parenting and he's more of a hands-off parent.
He's definitely hands-off. He is 100% hands-off. I do.
Well, so what's his philosophy on that? It's just like, oh, let them roll out, let them be free, like he's a free spirit kind of person?
That's a great question because I don't know what his philosophy is. It doesn't seem to be one. It doesn't seem to be any rules or philosophy. As long as you're quiet, daddy's good.
That doesn't sound quiet, like getting stuck in the railing, right?
Like, well, but that's what happened.
That was the alarming factor, like, oh shoot, I need to.
Once the baby cried, then he realized, oh shoot, something must have happened. Yeah, so I thought that was a cute, funny story to share with you guys. My mommy chronicles.
Mommy chronicles, hands off or hands on? Dad's always hands off. Like, let mommy deal with it.
Yep. Mommy always has to deal with it. And it's funny because I could be sitting in the kitchen and my husband could be literally right next to me. When they come in the kitchen, if they need something, they're hungry, have to go to the bathroom, whatever it is, they come directly to me. Uh-huh. I mean, never even look his way.
And he just walks out the kitchen because he knows.
Sometimes he'll walk out or he'll just stand there. He'll just stand there and he doesn't, I mean, why would he leave? He knows they're not going to ask him. It doesn't matter to them, you know? Dads have it pretty easy, which is why Mother's Day is a more celebrated holiday than Father's Day.
Yeah, daddies only get the big piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, we will see you on the next Unwrapped. We will have a special guest, and it's going to be a live broadcast at Inca Grill.
Yes.
In Pikesville, Maryland. And we will have Dia Sims, who is the president of Sean Combs Wine and Spirits. I went to high school with Dia. I can't believe that she's doing such amazing things, but I mean, she's Dia Sims. Like, we are going to be able to have questions with her and talk to her and see what her road to success was. So look forward to that.
And she's a mom and a mogul. So I'm super excited to talk to her and get some advice on how
this
works.
She has such a crazy schedule. I mean, her husband is kudos to him, because he has to be a very patient man, because she, you know, Diddy is a very demanding person, and he's crazy. So the fact that she is head of all of his brands, like Revolt and Sean and the wine spirit Ciroc, she's the one who helped put Ciroc on the map. I mean, that's such a cruel and demanding schedule. And he had to be like, we're going to talk later on about being a helpmate. He had to step in at one point in time and be a helpmate to help her achieve her goals. So we'll be speaking to her, and I just can't wait. And if you have any questions, make sure you email
Janine@tpthemag.com.
Yep. And we'll be able to ask her on site. Thank you guys for joining us, our very first one. Woo-hoo!
That's a wrap. Woo!